Since God is omniscient and knows everything, why does the Bible record him asking people questions? Surely it can't be so he can learn something. So what is his purpose? The answer is coming up on today's Creation Moment. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Genesis chapter 2 verse 8 is both a beautiful verse and a worrying verse. We read, "They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day." This sounds so pleasant. The way it is worded suggests to me that this event had occurred before. Therefore, it is likely that Adam and Eve had been experiencing close fellowship with the Lord God. If he was walking, then this must have been a theophany, a pre-incarnate appearance of the second person of the Trinity. It would literally have been paradise just to walk with Jesus in the cool of the day, having fellowship with him. But on this occasion, there was no longer close fellowship. The man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Where there had previously been sweet fellowship, now there was fear, guilt, and shame. But as David noted in the Psalms, there is nowhere we can go to hide from the presence of the Lord. So God calls, "Where are you?" Why does God ask questions like this? God knows exactly where Adam and Eve are and what they have done. The answer to this question will not be of benefit to him, so it can only be of benefit to the man and his wife. God is offering them the chance to repent, and by the subsequent events, he shows them a way back to fellowship again.
Have you downloaded our free Creation Moments app yet? It's available now for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Listen to our archive of radio broadcasts anytime you like. Download the app today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.